You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we all love a good movie, but with the movies so often associated with pictures, images, and all those visual aspects of perceiving the world, someone living with sight loss might feel discouraged from giving a filmmaking a go. So to smash those negative perceptions and show us that yes, it is still possible to tell your story when you don't have all of your sight, I'm joined now by a young, visually impaired filmmaker, Mitchell McKechnie. It's so nice to have you here, Mitchell.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So I have to say that I feel like the thing that surprises me the most, it's not necessarily the fact that you have a visual impairment. It's rather the fact that you are a self-taught filmmaker.
I've just always been drawn to creating whatever, you know what I mean, whatever my vision is. I used to make cartoons like when I was little. Essentially what it was storyboards when they make movies, when they're planning out sort of complicated shots or scenes. You know, they'll draw up a storyboard so they'll kind of know what they're kind of aiming for before they go and shoot this expensive film or something, you know. That's where I came from initially when I was younger. I wanted to be like an animator. I wanted to make cartoons. But as I grew up, I would get like, I believe it was the fourth generation iPod Touch. It had a camera on it. And I would just use that to film things. And there were some editing apps on it. And I eventually kind of, you know, got decent enough at that. And I was kind of just making these little clips and stuff. Probably when I was around like 11, 12. Mainly when it comes to me, when I want to tell a story, I want to make a film. I'm just using no budget ideas and stuff. Well, I use either locations or something I know well because A, I'll have access to, like, I don't know, like, say, my bedroom or something. I know what my bedroom looks like. I know, you know what I mean? I visually know, and I'll kind of get an image in my head sometimes. It'll just kind of hit you. And then you kind of build everything else around, say, maybe that one idea, that one scene. That's typically the way I sort of go with it right now.
How would you describe the style you go for in your short films?
Essentially, I just take inspiration from like a plethora of places. I don't know, maybe some Orson Welles movie, which I think his last movie that was left unfinished before he died, which was The Other Side of the Wind. And I just thought, man, that just looks so cool. Like it was sort of stuck in a vault for like 40 years, I guess. But I take inspiration from many things. Either it's like books I've been reading, like crime books, horror books. But I didn't like them when I was younger. Takes a lot out of me to read. Like, it takes me like a lot longer because of my visual impairment to read, but I do enjoy doing it sometimes. I've kind of got to be, you know, careful so I don't give myself eye strain and such. Quentin Tarantino movies, I like his style. Like, I believe I watched Pulp Fiction when I was 14 or 15, and that kind of just, I was like, you know what I mean, that's so cool, I've never seen something like that before. I could hear a new word, I could take a picture maybe of the sky one day and I'd be like, oh wow, that looks just really interesting. I could use this in some way, just anywhere, you know?
And I feel like you even have a bit of noir influence, especially in one of your last projects.
Yeah, yeah. Black and white needs to come back in some way, I feel. It's really cool when you think of you imagine the right way to use it, you know?
When you make movies, what sort of camera do you use? And do you find using the camera makes it a bit easier because you can zoom in and look a bit closer and things that maybe you struggle to see yourself?
Yeah, totally. I think my 14th birthday, I got this camera. It's the Canon 600D. So it's a digital SLR. And obviously the great thing with that is you can, you know, get different lenses and stuff. And I've got a few. Obviously, they're all very good. And over the course of my teenage years, I sort of figured out how to use all these different lenses to sort of evoke different ideas. And I believe the 50mm was like, I was like, wow, anything I film with this 50mm looks like a film. You know, like the blurry background and everything, you know. On the other side, being visually impaired, it's a struggle to focus things. The autofocus, it works sometimes, but a lot of times it's like it doesn't get it as accurate. Fortunately, with the camera, the Canon 600D anyway, you can zoom in you can adjust the focus more accurately, you know? So it's really handy, you know what I mean? But it's like, I often wonder, if this was a modern era, we're 30 years before I was born, so it would be like 1969 or whatever, right? How could you do this on film or on video? You know what I mean? Like, A, everything's kind of low scale, but film is just such a beast that needs to be tamed, you know, like actual celluloid film. It's kind of sad, I guess, to some degree, is it's losing to digital. But I mean, digital, in terms of me anyway, it just makes everything a lot easier to do, you know?
Do have to ask, because I know you film your own movies, but you also seem to have a knack for acting in your own films as well.
Yeah. I'm just of the opinion that if you want something done right, just do it yourself. You know what I mean? I'm trying to learn without having a lot of issues. The acting kind of, I always like it. I like portraying different characters. I like sort of coming up with different ways to tell the stories. If I felt I wasn't doing a good enough job, I wouldn't do it. But I feel I can portray it decently enough. When I'm writing it, I'm every character. I'm reading it, you know, through their mind or whatever. You know, I'm thinking of how would they say this? How would they do this? You know, I'm sort of thinking of all that when I'm writing it.
So you've mentioned the project, the new project. Can you tell us a little bit more about the plot? I feel like it has something to do with murder. Am I correct?
Yes, it does. It's about murder. It's set in 1995. The plot of this movie is that there's a surfer that's murdered. It's all over the headlines and stuff. And then we sort of follow this one stoner character. His name's Lakin. He has this strong disdain for surfing. And it's heavily implied that, well, either he's hallucinating from some strong substance, you know, that he's just picked up, and he doesn't recall what happened or anything. He doesn't really recall it, but it's strongly implied that he is a murderer.
Oh, that sounds really mysterious, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of intrigue in it. So, Mitchell, if we wanted to keep in touch with this project and know how you're getting on with it, what is the easiest way? Do you have any social media we can follow you on?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram. It's, I believe, @Zen_Mitchell_.
Do you want to give your YouTube?
Yes, sure. It's Mitchell Zen.
Okay, so if we just look for Mitchell Zen on YouTube, we should be able to find you. Mitchell, it's been brilliant speaking with you and hearing about your passion for movies, and I hope we can catch up again sometime in the future on RNIB Connect Radio.
Definitely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.